is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new headache for President Trump and the Jeffrey Epstein case. The Wall Street Journal reports Mr. Trump's name is in the files, and he was warned about it by his attorney general. CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
This revelation isn't a surprise. We know that the president and Epstein were friends at one time, and just because the president's mentioned in the documents does not mean he did anything wrong. The White House calls this fake news, but these new revelations come at a politically inconvenient time, given the bipartisan push in Congress to release all information regarding the Epstein cases.
An Ivy League college has settled up over claims of anti-Semitism. Correspondent Matt Piper has details from New York.
The deal between Columbia University and the Trump administration has the school paying $221 million to the federal government in order to restore research money. The administration pulled the funding because of what it described as the Ivy League school's failure to squelch anti-Semitism on campus over the Israel-Hamas war. The multi-million dollar settlement could put pressure on other schools like Harvard to also reach a deal.
Officials in eastern Russia say crews have reached the burning wreckage of a plane that crashed near the Chinese border today, with 49 passengers and 6 crew members on board. The BBC's Paul Moss.
There has been some unverified video which has been posted on social media. It appears to be shot from a helicopter, and it shows the plane seemingly having come down in very densely forested area. And when that footage was shot, the fuselage was still on fire.
The regional governor says there were 5 children on board. Here in the U.S., a deadly heat dome is still baking the Midwest and the South. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
For Chicago, we have a high temperature of 94, a feels like of 103. They've been downgraded from their extreme heat watch to a heat advisory, but still 103 degrees is certainly dangerous heat. And that's the case from Wisconsin all the way down to Louisiana.
Heat indices along some parts of the Mississippi River are expected to reach as high as 115 degrees today. The number of crimes committed in U.S. cities is dropping. CBS's Anna Schechter with new numbers from the Council on Criminal Justice.
When we're comparing mid-year 2019 to mid-year 2025, robbery is down 30%, sexual assault down 28%, homicide down 14%, domestic violence down 8%, aggravated assault down 5%, gun assault down 4%, and carjacking is down 3%.
Can't get in the recommended 10,000 steps a day? New research in The Lancet finds just 7,000 steps can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and type 2 diabetes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Both the woman and the man involved in that shooting and standoff in Racine Tuesday have died. Police found a 48-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds near Prospect and Reschke Avenue Tuesday morning. She was flown to the hospital and later died. The Racine County Eye has identified her as Sharmika Flowers, a mother of 6. The 51-year-old shooting suspect fled inside of a home, leading to an 8-hour standoff before SWAT found him. It's reported he had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He also died at the hospital. Family members of the woman say the two shared a child. We could see some relief from the heat this afternoon as a cold front moves through. There's no warning or alert today, but it'll still be hot through most of the day. Heat index values may still make it feel like it's 100 before that front brings thunderstorms and clouds. The weather change should keep temperatures and humidity from getting as extreme as yesterday. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The solar system upgrade is official at Racine Unified. The district put out a public notice yesterday about an agreement with a company that will install solar panels at several schools. Taxpayers will spend just over $5 million on the new solar panels, with the project aiming to cut utility bills by $300,000 a year. They'll be installed at Case, Gifford, Goodland, Montessori, and Walden 3. District officials say grants and incentives may help cover part of the costs. You'll save a nickel a gallon by filling up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average price in Racine County is $2.90 at this point. That's close to the Wisconsin average. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas in Wisconsin is $2.92. That's down 6.9 cents from last week. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national price for gas fell alongside oil, which dropped over $2 a barrel. He said he doesn't expect to see much movement in prices as we get closer to August.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Turang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Turang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. I mean, this is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high tech, you know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 90. It is going to be humid, and that's going to take the heat index into the upper 90s here later today. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy? Hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? And there could be a belt that goes around and you could dunk the belt in the toilet. It'd be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I just feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe, and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy? Oh, he was believable as the creepy guy. Scary.
Don Rosen in the morning. Greatest rock and roll group of all time. Maybe the Beatles, but a close second, maybe first, the Rolling Stones. Talk about staying power. 1963, and they're still touring. The Rolling Stones, Get Off My Cloud. It's 6:12. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining me here this morning at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90. When I stepped outside this morning, I felt the humidity hit me like it was a load on my shoulders. I couldn't believe the humidity out there right now. Whoa. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 72. Cloudy chance of more rain tomorrow, highs 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. Right now, we've got sunshine, 72 degrees right here at Radio Park. CCR. Love them. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here's Proud Mary, 613. Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, a civic media station.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning.
It's a toss-up. Which is better, the Tina Turner version of Proud Mary or CCR? I tell you, it's a real toss-up. They're both so good, aren't they? 6:16, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers. Highs near 90, sunny 72 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. All right, did you dream something last night? You want to see what it looks like? That's what I said. Do you want to see what it looks like? This is kind of cool. A group of techies in Amsterdam came up with a new gadget called the Dream Recorder. Turns your dreams into videos, but it doesn't actually scan your brainwaves. You have to remember your dream. You describe what it was. It turns your description into a video. Total cost $330 plus 15 cents per dream. I'm not sure if I want to see my dreams. Barely do I want to remember them, yet see what they look like. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film, Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chum in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind tranquil home-like setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. Now, it's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is the priority of care. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Shall not steal. Well, good advice. It's 6:25. Local news. Timeless. It's here at WRJN. All right. Payphones are making a comeback. Well, sort of. An electrical engineer in rural Vermont is pitching in by fixing up some old payphones and installing them in spots that don't have any cell service. He buys them for a few $100, adds a gadget that connects them to the internet, and installs them outside in his, you know, outside businesses. And since they're online, you don't need a quarter to make a phone call. The calls are all free. Each phone costs $10 a month in administrative fees, but he picks up the tab on that. He's also the operator. So if you dial zero, his phone rings and you get to speak to him. That's kind of neat, huh? It's 6:25. Local news. Timeless hits. I love it. Dancing in the street. Here's Martha.
Music, sweet music.
Nathan the Vandella is dancing in the street. It is 628 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. A question, can you really find love on an airplane with the person sitting next to you? Well, apparently you can. CNN traveled at a feature on a couple named Vicky Moretz and Graham Kidner, who met on an airplane back in 1982. She got the last seat on the plane. It happened to be sitting right next to Graham. They recently celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary, huh?
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you want to please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember.
He had the 45 RPM of this song. He had to flip it over to hear part two. But on radio, we don't have to do that anymore. Don't you think of Animal House when you hear that song? Shout. I always do. It's exactly 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people have died after that shooting and long standoff in Racine Tuesday. Police say a 48-year-old woman found shot near Prospect and Reski later died. After that shooting, the suspect fled inside of a home and had an 8-hour standoff with police. A SWAT team eventually went in and found that man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. Family members confirm that the man and the woman had a child together. The woman killed has been identified by family as Sharmika Flowers. A vigil was held for her last night. A cold front is expected this afternoon to help ease the heat across the area. It'll still be hot through most of the day with heat index values close to 100. There are no warnings or alerts active. Storms this afternoon should keep temperatures and humidity from getting as bad as they were yesterday. A 14-year-old boy remains missing in Lake Michigan after being swept underwater by a wave Tuesday near Zion. Rescue crews spent 2 days searching the waters near Illinois Beach State Park with boats, drones, and dive teams. Authorities say the effort has now turned into recovery with no signs of the boy found so far. The long line of cars from Kenosha roll into Pleasant Prairie today. The AMC Homecoming Car Show has an event earlier in the day today at the Lake Andrea Beer Garden in the village. Later on, the cars come back home to where they went off the line. An evening cruise in is at the original AMC factory site on 52nd Street. It's the one-time Nash AMC Chrysler site, now the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. The Real Big Car Show is Saturday. It's being held at Kennedy Park along the lakefront. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
You're not the only one struggling with Wisconsin's heat, humidity, and severe weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Many of our county fairs have been caught in the crosshairs of this severe weather. That's according to Jamie Butke, executive director of the Wisconsin Association of Fairs. It is still early. We've got about 30 days left for fairs to report attendance. But Butke says, unfortunately, that severe weather has kept people away. And she said people have to remember, county fairs occur but once a year and rely on you getting there.
We've had some storms that came through that we had a lot of fairs that had to deal with torrential weather, but I think they're prepared for that as well. We might talk about insurance, whether it's weather insurance, and you know, a lot of them work really well with their county government in, you know, what that evacuation plan will look like, so they take their time to do that. The one thing I think we're really great is we are a family of fairs that share information. So if I have a blueprint for what works good on a potential weather, or we're going to have to shut some now, we have emergency procedures. Our fairs share the blueprints that they have. So I think because we're always networking and sharing those ideas, they just get better and better at the planning process.
Jamie Butke, she's the executive director of the Wisconsin Association of Fairs. She says to try to help the bottom line look a little bit better despite the weather, many county fairs have decided to walk away from big music entertainers and instead turn to local talent and entertainment, like things such as Battle of the Bands. Remember, county fairs continue right on into September. Find a complete listing of Wisconsin county fairs at wifairs.com under the Events tab.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And Wisconsin farmers being put on alert. Heavy infestation of armyworms being reported by agronomists from Crawford, Iowa, Columbia, Dane, Dunn, Jefferson, and Taylor counties, as well as others. Start scouting now, they advise. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 90. It is going to be humid, and that's going to take the heat index into the upper 90s here later today. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Your destination in the morning. It's not to be in bed anymore where it's soft and quiet and natural and warm and peaceful and comfortable. No, you want to get to the place where you don't want to be. That's where you want to get, the place you don't want to go, the office. So you can be in your safe little cubicle there in the office, and there's a whole cell block full of these cubicles, and it's designed so you don't have to have a conversation with another human being ever again, you know? Maybe every once in a while somebody will walk in and everyone stands up and does that prairie dog thing. So you're working away until lunchtime, and finally lunch arrives, and that's great, because that's like parole for an hour. I get to go out and eat. Now, where do you go to eat? You go to the same place you always go. It's very convenient. You know everybody there, but you can burn out on it. You know, when you have too much of something you really like, after a while, you don't like it anymore. You don't even want to look at it anymore. Like if you have too much Halloween candy or too much Angelina Jolie, because, oh, you can't change the truth by moaning at it, people. It's true. I've been eating at the same Chinese place all week long. I got Mugu Gaipan coming out the yin-yang. All you can eat and dim sum. I think today I'll have a burrito.
Sun's rising, the coffee's burning. Wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
With the Crystals. Then he kissed me. It's 641, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on what's going to be a partly sunny day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight too. Low 72. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 tomorrow. For the weekend, maybe some more showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Sunny on Sunday. Right now, we've got 72 degrees and sunshine right here at Radio Park. All right, next time you take your garbage and recyclables out to the curb, think about this. It takes surprisingly a long time for your garbage to decompose, like 1 to 10 years just for a cigarette butt to decompose, 10 to 1,000 years for a plastic shopping bag, 200 years for a plastic straw, 500 years for a diaper, 2,000 years for tires, and 1 million years for a glass bottle to decompose. That means the lemonade bottle that I put out next week will still be around for 1 million years. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it? Whoa. So a million years from now, if the Earth is still here, somebody's going to say, I wonder who drank this lemonade. 642, local news, timeless hits from the Broadway musical Hair. Here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says morning stars shine to lead us along, my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Glitty, gloop, gloopy, nibby, nabby, nooby, la, 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 lo, lo. Saba, simmy, saba, nooby, abba, daba, good morning.
Think of all the songs that came from that Broadway musical Hair. Good morning, Starshine, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. You've got the song Hair, Castles, I'd Hit With It. A lot of big songs came from that show. It was also a movie, by the way. Treat Williams starred in the movie. Charlotte Ray, who was one of the stars of Facts of Life, she starred in the movie Hair as well. Hey, WRJN is proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show Info Station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home right through the 27th. There's all kinds of events like cruises, swap meets, the big car show Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. Listen all this week as we update the events daily or log on to WRJN.com. Click on Kenosha AMC Homecoming for the full lineup. WRJN's coverage is brought to you by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair, diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Now, today on Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's a daytime car cruising. It's at Lake Andrea Beer Garden. That's at 10023 Park Avenue, excuse me, Park Drive in Pleasant Prairie. From 4 to 8 p.m. tonight, it's an evening car cruising at the AMC factory site right off 22nd Avenue and 30th Avenue. So this will be good all weekend, right up to the weekend. And we're glad to bring you these events daily. We'll keep going over them throughout the day today just to make sure you know what's going on. 647 at WRJN.
Where I wanna go. Now I'm a Windsor City, but it's still the one.
Beach Boy impersonation. Pretty good at it, too. Surf City, 649, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right. Think you attended a wedding that was put together on a budget? Wait till you hear this. A cheap couple had a disaster wedding. That's where they charged guests for water and made them eat with their hands. No knives, forks, nothing. What kind of presents do you think they received, huh?
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Anaya's Auto Repair is not just about fixing cars, they're also about serving Kenosha. Generations of families keep coming back to Anaya's because they're treated with honesty, respect, and real care. Trust runs deep and service runs strong. They get you back on the road because you matter. From check engine lights to major repairs, you can count on straight answers, quality work, and a team that puts you first. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
We'll be right back.
never knew how complete love could be. Till she kissed me and said, baby, please
go away.
It feels so right.
So
being with you here tonight.
Please go away.
Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go. Will you say what I wanted to say? Just whisper, I love you so.
Go all the way. Local news, Tamless Hit to WRJN. Look for partly sunny weather today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90. Man, is it humid out there now. Really feels bad. All right. Everything has its price, including our free time. So how much is yours worth? A survey of 2,000 Americans found out how valuable their free time is. The average answer, $15.63 an hour. So if someone says to you, can I talk to you for a minute? Start the calculator and figure out how much each minute is worth, and then hit them up with a tab if they want to speak to you, all right? It's 657 WRJN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM with the Turtles.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be oh my. We'll be right back.
Flo and Eddie, the Turtles, she'd rather be with me. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Shay King from the Racine Public Library. A whole bunch of interesting things happening at the library, your public library. That's straight ahead. But right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Here's news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in Washington may be on summer break, but debate over releasing files in the Jeffrey Epstein case still top of mind for House Speaker Mike Johnson. He sat down with CBS's Major Garrett.
I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president...
This is not a hoax, in other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not.
The president has labeled it just that. Epstein's assistant and former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, may be ready to share new details about the scandal. CBS's Michael Wall.